Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we join you this first Sunday in August for the year 2025 with another edition of, I should say, I have the 280th edition. I know you have a different number.
It actually is 281.
Oh, well, see.
See how you are. You missed a couple of days.
I never miss a couple of days. I'm a doctor. Sunday Sounds of Ireland for everyone. We have a good show planned for you today. We got David Munnelly on tap. Kathy Jordan of Dervish is going to be helping us out, as well as some Irish music in London, and Sean Doyle. How about you, Farmer?
Well, I got some Van Morrison lined up for us today, some Saw Doctors, and some Cranberries. I didn't get to play them that much.
Oh, wow. Usually you play them a lot.
Yeah, but not the last 2 weeks. But
this week, we'll see. We'll make up for it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we're starting off today's show with David Munnelly, and from his album, Detached. Thank you.
The shadows fell across the room as I lay down to rest. The storm was raging deep inside my head. I fell into a restless sleep of crazy changing dreams and woke to find you standing by my bed. Lahinia winds were blowing when you called me. First you spoke my name, your voice was still the same. You beckoned me and I arose to follow where you led. Out among the wild Lahinia hills. Mountain mist had lent an eerie whiteness to the hill. The silver spider threadings caught my face. You darted through the bracken trailing stardust in your wake. I knew you'd stop beside our sacred place. Glahinia, were blowing when you called me. First you spoke my name, your voice was still the same. You beckoned me and I arose to follow where you led. Out among the wild Lahinia hills. Upon the fairy hill beneath the hawthorn tree, I thought I heard the lonely banshee wail. You held your hand towards me and I reached to touch your face, but woke to find that you were just a dream. Your voice was still the same. You beckoned me and I arose to follow where you led. Out among the wild Lahinia The magic of the dream eludes me still. I've lain beneath the fairy tree, I've shouted to the moon. I am the haunted woman of the hill. The Lahinia winds were blowing when you called me. First you spoke my name, your voice was still the same. You beckoned me and I arose to follow where you led. Out among the wild Lahinia hills. Out among the wild Lahinia hills.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. I think that was a nice version from Kathy Jordan about the Ramblin' Irishman, one we haven't heard in a while. She sings for Dervish.
Oh, yeah.
The Irish band Dervish. And this song comes from their great Irish songbook. And before that, we heard from Celtic Favorites. And they put out an album called Joyful Noise. And I haven't heard another version of this song, this particular version of the song, in a while. Clohinny Winds. You don't hear the song itself very often, but nonetheless, I think it's pronounced like Clohinny that drives people nuts. But anyway. So we started off today's show with David Munley, with Mr. Malloy as well. He has very skilled button accordionist, along with David Munley. You heard Max Jig, Malloy's Jig, and another jig called Detached.
Oh, there were three of them in there.
There were three of them in there. Little did you know.
Yeah.
And what did you want us to hear, Farmer?
Okay, we're going to start this set off with the Saw Doctors.
Excellent.
Oh, She vexed the warm June evening with her sad, heartbroken strain, saying, "Woe is me, life's misery is more than I can dream since Henry Joy McCracken died on the gallows tree. At Donegal he proudly rose, and he wore a suit of green, and brave though vain at Antrim, his sword ran flashing keen. But when by spies surrounded, his band to Slemish fled, he came unto the cave hill to rest his weary hand. And I watch for him all night long, as in our cot he slept. Next morning through the heather to MacArt's fort we crept. News came from Green Castle of a gunship anchored nigh, and 'twas down by yon clear fountain we met to say goodbye. He says, "My dear, be cheerful, for tears and fears are vain." He says, "My love, be hopeful, our land will rise again." He kissed me very fondly, he kissed me three times o'er, saying, "Death shall never part us, my love, forevermore." And that night I climbed the cave hill and watched till morning blazed. And when its fires were raging over Belfast lock I gazed, I spied an English tender at anchor off Garmoyle. But alas, no good ship bore him away to France's soil. And twice that night came a tramping from the old shore road. It was Ellis and his yeomen, false Niblock with them strode. My father home returning, the doleful story told. Alas, he says, young Harry Joy, for £50 is sold. And is it true, I asked of her, yes, 'tis true, she said. This is the heart that loved him and pressed his gory hand. And every night, pale bleeding, his ghost comes to my side. My Harry, my Harry comes for his promised bride. Now it's on the Belfast mountains this young maid's voice is still. For in the grave they laid her high on Carnamoney Hill. And the wild waves far beneath her play a requiem for the dead. And a rebel wind cries freedom above her weary head.
There was Sean Doyle from The Light in the Half Light, with his song in honor of Henry Joy McCracken, the man with the best name in Irish history. He, of course, a great rebel in 1798, put to death by the English when they caught him. And before that, we heard the Four Courts and the Copper Plate Jigs from the well-known 3-CD set Irish Music in London. The name of the CD, it was great altogether, and the name of the tune was The Copper Plate, as well, as I mentioned before, The Four Courts. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Clare Island, and that was from Saw Doctors, and that was off their Best Of album.
Clare Island is a great song, and it's a great place in a great Galway Bay, so we like that. So the Irish News has been filled with the current immigration controversies that have taken place, as they are everywhere else in the West. And the most recent edition of this, a lot of protests going on in Dublin concerning the immigration, where people are being made to live. And the most recent example of this, I will say, was the Gaelic Athletic Association allowed this, or someone else is responsible for allowing the Muslims to hold a religious ceremony in the middle of Croke Park.
Oh, geez.
This did not go over well, and I'm not going to have any comment on it, but I just wanted to let you know how things are going over there. And you're going to start us off, Farmer.
I am. I'm going to start this second half of the show out already. I can't believe it. With Van Morrison.
You're the six-minute one? Yeah, everything's number five. And it's not. It's this one.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Dahi Spruill there with James Kelly and Patty O'Brien with the Rakes of Kildare and, oddly enough, the Horse's Leotard.
The Horse's Leotard.
Who knew the horse had a leotard?
Yeah.
And before that, we heard from you, Farmer. What'd you play in there?
I played Into the Mystic by Van Morrison.
Ah, yes.
And that was off their Moondance album.
And we also heard from Peter James Conlon with from the album From Galway to Dublin, Early Recordings of Irish Music and the Banks of Newfoundland.
Ah.
What was the name of that one? Today in Irish history, the premiere of Waiting for Godot.
Oh.
On August 3rd, 1955, Waiting for Godot had its English language premiere to an audience of around 300 in the Arts Theatre in London. In a production directed by Peter Hall, written by the Dublin-born Samuel Beckett, Waiting for Godot was voted the most significant English language play of the 20th century. By the Royal National Theatre, despite the fact that it was originally written in French. Alan Simpson and Carolyn Swift, owners of the Pike Theatre, attempted to stage the play in Dublin before the London production. Simpson wrote to Beckett in 1953 seeking permission to present Waiting for Godot, and Beckett in turn corresponded with Con Leventhal, a lecturer in French at Trinity College, asking his opinion on the Pike and whether he could supervise a future production. Yeah. Beckett had arranged with Donald Avery, an English theater impresario, to have the premiere in London in 1955, but he divulged in a letter to Avery that Simpson wanted to put it on in Dublin first. However, Beckett wrote, quote, "My feeling is that this would be ill-advised. I am very poorly thought of in this town," meaning Dublin, "and even a first-class performance of Godot here is likely to provoke very hostile reactions." Hostile reactions to plays are common things in Dublin, mm-hmm. especially at the time. Ironically, the British premiere was subject to censorship. Trying to avoid the Irish censorship, the British premiere was subject to censorship. The Lord Chamberlain's office insisted that 12 pages be removed.
Oh,
from the official production. When the Pike staged its own production of Waiting for Godot in October, it was, in fact, the first uncensored version of the play to be performed. So kudos to them.
Yeah.
Beckett came to be seen as one of the literary greats of the 20th century to emerge from Ireland. He briefly taught at Trinity College before moving permanently to France. The drama department in Trinity was renamed the Samuel Beckett Center in 1986, to mark his 80th birthday. And you knew, I told you, my sister-in-law worked for him, for a long time.
Yeah.
So there you are. What are you going to play for us now, Farmer?
Europe.
I am.
Yeah, I don't have
one. What am I going to play?
Oh, I don't know, number five.
Number five. Thank you. And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes, and we're saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR.
Just everybody be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gramagat agashihi shohugan.